Penguin Random House Audio presents Joan of Arc, A Life Transfigured by Catherine Harrison. Read for you by Cassandra Campbell. I used to be a hen, but I loved an angel and became a peacock. Nico's cousin Zakis. Chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word. Have you not heard the prophecy that France was to be ruined by a woman and restored by a virgin from the marshes of Lorraine? By the time Joan of Arc proclaimed herself La Pucelle, the virgin sent by God to deliver France from its enemies, the English, she had been obeying the Council of Angels for 5 years. The voices Joan heard, speaking from over her right shoulder and accompanied by a great light, had been hers alone, a rapturous secret. But when, in 1429, they announced that the time had come for Joan to undertake the quest for which they had been preparing her, they transformed a seemingly undistinguished peasant girl into a visionary heroine who defied every limitation placed on a woman of the late Middle Ages. Expected by those who raised her to assume nothing more than the workaday cloak of a provincial female, Joan told her family nothing of what her voices asked, lest her parents try to prevent her from fulfilling what she embraced as her destiny, foretold, ordained, inescapable. 17 years old, Joan dressed herself in male attire at the command of her heavenly father. She sheared off her hair, put on armor, and took up the sword her angels provided. She was frightened of the enormity of what God had...